Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I'm an assistant professor of soil, water, and environmental science at the University of Arizona. Today, I am very honored and happy to be interviewing Rodrigo Martinez Perez. How's it going, Rodrigo?
Hi, good. Thank you.
So why don't we start off and talk about your program? What's your research program?
I'm a PhD student in environmental engineering in the Department of Chemical and Environmental Engineering. I'm in my third year.
And do you guys require a minor? Do you have a minor?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that?
Chemistry.
All right. A heavy hitter. All right. So talk about the lab you're in and the work you're doing.
Okay. I work in Farrell's research group. My advisor is Jim Farrell.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to improve bipolar membranes.
Okay.
So these membranes, basically what they do, they convert water into concentrated acids and bases.
Okay. What did you add to it?
Nothing.
It's no, just, you said when you put water through, when it goes through the membrane.
Yeah, when it goes through the membrane.
Okay. And what's the membrane made out of?
It's a composite, a cation exchange membrane in one side and an anion exchange membrane in the other side.
Okay.
We can treat wastewater without adding anything, so we can reduce the waste during wastewater treatment.
Okay.
Well, that's part of the big project. What I do, it's just modeling the reaction in the membrane.
You specifically focus on the membrane to enhance the membrane or make it more efficient?
Yeah, improve the performance of the membrane.
Improve the performance of the membrane, right on. And so what would that do? If you improve the performance of the membrane, can it handle more water? Can it remove more chemicals?
It can last longer.
Okay.
Because the problem with the membranes right now is that they only last like a day, for example.
Whoa.
So you need to treat tons of water every day. So you need something that really lasts for days.
Yeah, you want it to last longer, and I'm sure you'll save in materials, right? So you want to operate sustainably.
Yeah.
So you want to reduce your like material use, but then also the cost, right?
Yeah, the cost, and since one of the inputs is electricity, so you need to improve the performance a lot so you don't use a lot of electricity too.
If you're operating sustainably, you're looking at the triple bottom line: environmental, social, and economics.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why are you pursuing this degree? What are you going to do next?
I mean, I'm always being curious. I always want to know how things work, why they work the way they work. So, yeah, I think that's my motivation. I studied chemistry back in Mexico. Then I said, I need to know more.
Yeah. So, why don't we give a shout out? What university did you study at in Mexico?
Autónoma de Querétaro.
Ah, muy bien, muy bien. All right, shout out to Querétaro.
Mm-hmm.
You guys produced a good student.
Thank you.
So what are you going to do with the degree?
I want to become a professor. I want to teach young people. I want to show to the people in general that science is not just doing complex things and wearing white coats. It's more than that. It's helping communities. It's giving back what they have given you every time. So I want to do that with my degree. I don't want to be called doctor. I just want to do what I like to do.
And I completely agree with you that we need to demystify what a scientist looks like and remind everybody that everyone is a scientist in their own way. From the minute they look outside to decide what they're going to wear, to the decision on how they're going to cook their food, to maybe working in a laboratory, right, and applying technologies. What's your favorite band or song?
My favorite band, Café Tacuba, this Mexican band.
Yeah,
I love that Mexican rock band.
Awesome.
My favorite song from them is Las Flores.
Las Flores.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, we're excited to have you wrap up your PhD program and can't wait to see what you do next, Rodrigo. Gracias.
Thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.